Aston Villa star John Duran was involved in a car crash in his luxury SUV, just hours before the club's Europa Conference League tie with Lille. The Colombian forward, 20, was still able to feature in the match on Thursday night, which Villa won 2-1 despite the accident earlier in the day. Photos posted on social media showed Duran using his phone next to his £73,000 BMW X6 in Birmingham. The front of the vehicle showed extensive damage to the SUV, which lay in the middle of the road as other commuters drove past the car. "We were called to Holloway Head, Birmingham at around 11:20 a.m. today, April 11, to reports of a collision involving a car and a van," a West Midlands police spokesperson said. No injuries were reported. An eyewitness told The Sun that the crash happened on Holloway Head B4127. Duran immediately made sure everyone was okay and stayed at the scene to be fair to him, the eyewitness told The Sun. "His car was in a really bad way and I would not be surprised if it was written off as that'll be a dear repair. It caused hefty delays through the city center, but the main thing is no one was injured." Duran was named on the bench by Aston Villa boss Unai Emery for the Europa Conference League quarterfinal first leg, following the incident. The Colombian was brought on for the final 8 minutes of the match, with Aston Villa leading through goals by Ollie Watkins and John McGinn. Lille pulled a goal back in the 84th minute, with Bafod Diakite's header from a corner giving the League One side hope ahead of the second leg. There was royalty in attendance for the clash at Villa Park, after Prince William and Prince George were seen celebrating Aston Villa's opening goal. The pair were spotted on TNT Sports live coverage of the match standing up and applauding Unai Emery's side after Ollie Watkins put the hosts 1-0 up after 13 minutes. Prince George was also seen wearing a claret and blue Aston Villa scarf and smiled as he stood next to his father. William, who is an avid Aston Villa fan, turned and appeared to say a few words to his son as they stood on the terraces. "Dear esteemed listener, be part of our global community. Subscribe to our lovely channel. Now.